This is Christina Gallia interviewing Father Beyer regarding the history of Fraser Street on the 1st of October 2004. This interview is for the Town of Claremont Street Histories Project. Father Beyer, what connection do you and your family have with Fraser Street?
The house was built by my parents in 1929. They moved into the house in 1929. I was brought up there. My mother occupied the house right through until 1998 when she died. And it remains in our family.
What made your family move to Fraser Street? What made your family move to Fraser Street?
Probably because my grandparents lived in Shenton Road, just round the corner.
Mm-hmm.
That's my mother's parents. And when they married, my father was from England. So I guess that was the main reason I built there.
So your parents built the house in 1929. Do you know what style it was built in?
Style?
Yes.
Well, it's regarded as Federation style now. Mm-hmm. I don't know that that name then.
And you still own the
Yes.
And you rent it out or?
Yes, it's been rented out since my mother died.
Okay. Is it an original building or has there been any additions?
There have been additions. The only additions that have been made were by myself and my wife in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
And we added on an extra bedroom and a back patio and modernised the kitchen.
Right. They're the only...
They're the only
chambers. Okay. Has it always... It's number 20? Yes. Has it always been number 20?
Yes.
Yep. is it an original block of land or is it subdivided?
No, when they bought it, it was quarter acre block, but my mother subdivided it. Oh, I think when it was now, it must have been well way back in about the 60s or maybe early 70s.
So prior to 1929, do you know what the land was used for?
Just a vacant block.
Okay.
It was the remain, I think, the only vacant block left in Fraser Street.
Do you have any knowledge of what the other blocks were used?
Any?
What the other blocks were used for? Or were they just
residential?
While your family was there, did the house ever have a name?
Fairford.
Fairford. How do you spell that?
F-A-I-R-F-O-R-D.
Does it still have that name?
Well, the name place has been taken down, but I still think of it like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any distinguishing features about the street, like street lighting, verges, median strips?
It was a fairly quiet, typical suburban street. There were some very nice peppermint trees on both sides. There was street lighting, such as it was in those times.
Mm.
Adequate, anyway. Mm.
Do you know when electricity first came to Fraser Street?
Well, before my parents built.
Mm-hmm. What about things like steam water and sewerage and telephone connection?
Steam water was on. When they built, it was deep sewerage. It was a septic tank sewerage.
Okay.
Later converted to deep sewerage. You mentioned telephone. There were telephone facilities, but we didn't have it until the 50s.
Okay. Do you know if there was any parks or gardens
in Fraser
Street?
No, there weren't.
No? any commercial premises such as shops or
no
churches?
not in Fraser Street then, but there is now.
Mm-hmm. What year was the church built? What do you know? What year the church was built?
Probably, probably in the 60s, I'd say.
Was there a school?
Not in the street.
No. What about community facilities?
In the street?
Yes.
Not really anything.
No. Do you remember anything about the occupants of the other households while you were there? Like the ages, the makeup of the families?
Well, when I was a child, there would have been, I suppose, three or four homes with young children in them.
Mm-hmm.
The others, I think, from memory, would have been older children, young adults.
Mm-hmm. Do you know if this has changed much over time? Is there?
I think there are probably more young families in the street now,
mm-hmm,
than there were then.
While you were a child in Fraser Street, which school did you attend?
I attended the Swanbourne State School, which is just at the end of Fraser,
mm-hmm,
Street. And then I attended Scots College,
oh,
which is virtually around the corner.
How can you compare the traffic in Fraser Street? How can you compare the traffic in Fraser Street to what it is now and what it was like?
Well, it's rather interesting because only quite recently Fraser Street became a cul-de-sac,
mm-hmm,
which obviously has cut down a lot of the traffic. Well, when I was at home, see, I left home when I was early 20s, or even before that, late teens. There wouldn't have been a lot of traffic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very moderate. Fraser Street runs off Servetus Street, which in those times was a very busy thoroughfare.
Mm-hmm.
It was the main north-south route between the railway and the northern suburbs.
When was it made a cul-de-sac?
Well, when they put in the West Coast Highway, and that was only, I suppose, about 5 or 6 years ago.
So did your parents own a car while they were in Fraser Street?
My parents?
Yes.
No, not on. They bought their first car in 1962, I think.
Wow. So what was their main mode of transport?
Bus.
Bus. Was there a bus station or...
Well, there was a bus stop.
Bus stop close by?
Just down the hill on the corner of Shenton Road.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been the main one. There was also the train, which wasn't that,
mm-hmm,
far away down at the station.
Right. And your modes of travel while you were there? Was it?
When I was there?
Yes.
Well, I used the bus most.
Bus, yes. Do you know if their residents ever held street parties for?
People aren't heard of in those days.
No, no social gatherings?
Not on a street basis, no.
No. Is there neighbourhood watch in the street? Neighbourhood watch?
There wasn't then. There may be now, I don't know.
What about recreational clubs or associations?
Well, nothing in the street as such. I belong to a tennis club, and,
mm-hmm,
and of course other people join bowling clubs and that kind of thing, but,
mm-hmm,
there was nothing actually in Fraser Street.
Were they local tennis clubs then?
Yeah.
No leisure activities?
Leisure?
No?
Not only what we made for ourselves.
Mm. Can you remember any significant events taking place in the street?
Significant events?
Yes.
In Fraser Street? No. Oh, I don't think I can. No, nothing. Nothing sticks to my mind.
What about outstanding people or well-known people living in the street?
Apart from me. I believe there was an army general, and I think his name was Northcott, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Before, I might have been when I was a very young child, but I just believe that he did live in a house in Fraser Street.
No.
But and the other one would have been the then curator of the art gallery, a man by the name of Pitt Morrison.
Mm-hmm.
He lived up the other end. The town clerk of Claremont at that time lived next door to us, and Mr. Lord.
Oh.
Probably the most people by the name of Lansky, who had the, they were big in the Perth markets, you know, wholesale producers.
Mm-hmm.
And they did there. That'd be the main ones.
Mm-hmm. How would you say that Fraser Street is different now to when it was when you were living there?
Well, first of all, the fact it's now cul-de-sac,
mm-hmm.
which makes it a lot quieter. Also, there have been some, there were several houses on our side of the street which had tennis courts.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of those have now been built on with, sort of 70s, 80s style houses which don't fit in at all with the general style of architecture
mm-hmm.
in the place. So that's been a change.
So was that fairly common to have a tennis court on your property?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. There were several places around had their own
mm-hmm.
courts.
Yeah. And so your family?
We didn't.
Didn't? No.
No.
What would be your most memorable event taking place in the street?
In the street? Anything really that comes to mind from my memory of
mm. as a child.
As a child.
Yeah.
Well, I was there during the war years, but nothing significant happened there. No, I can't really think of any particularly memorable event.
What was life like during the war?
War. Yeah. Well, for us kids, it was great fun. You know, we had, my father was an air raid warden and had a gas mask and I had a tin hat and all that, which
mm-hmm.
we thought was rather good. And we had a slit trench in the backyard and my parents built an air raid shelter in the lounge room. The school I went to, we used to have air raid drill, you know,
mm-hmm.
getting under our desk. So we kids thought it was great fun.
Mm-hmm. So your father was an air raid warden. Did your mother work or no?
No, voluntary work.
How many kids did your mum? How many kids did your mother have? Just you. Okay. Is there anything else you can add to?
Memories of childhood. We were in a fairly big block, so you know, we threw him to play at the back, play cricket and kick woody around the place and
mm-hmm.
that. One or two vacant blocks, not in the street but down the hill, we could climb trees and we made our own fun.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really think of anything else that we We're the only house in the street now, I believe, which is owned by the original owners.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Quite a few changes.
So your house isn't the oldest in the street, is it?
It's no, it's the youngest.
No, youngest, yeah. Okay.
No. I suppose, you know, when people built, my parents built, and before that, I know our house was fairly typical in that it was a brick and tile,
mm-hmm.
but it had a lean-to back veranda, and there was a sleep out and a wash house and an outside toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And quite a lot of houses were built like that. And in fact, it was only back in 96 that we knocked all that down and
mm-hmm.
extended the house in brick and tile. Tradesmen used to call. Ice man used to come around and bring ice mm-hmm. for the ice chest. We had a baker who used to call, a horse and cart.
Mm-hmm.
They were close to the Swanbourne shop, so it wasn't far to go to do shopping.
What sort of leisure activities then, not in the street, but locally?
There was a tennis club that was in Cottesloe,
mm-hmm.
where I belonged to. There was a football oval called Allen Park just nearby. I suppose they were the main, fairly reasonably close leisure
mm-hmm.
facilities that people would have had. At the beach, of course.
Mm-hmm. No cinemas or shows.
Oh yes, the Swanbourne Cinema.
Mm-hmm.
Which always broke down during the program. yes, that was a going concern.
So after the war, what did your father do?
When he came out from England, he started work in Perth as a what they called a commercial traveller.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I think they call them sales reps.
Okay.
In fact, he stayed in that job right through until his retirement in the mid-50s.
And what was he selling? What was he selling or marketing?
Stationery. It was a paper merchant.
Do you know who he worked for? Which company?
Well, they were called Spicer and Detmold in those days.
Do you have any memories of your father and his while he was working?
My father was a very conscientious man, and he always used to bring work home, writing out orders and that sort of thing. And I do remember quite clearly that many, many a night he'd be sitting at the dining room table writing out the orders.
Mm-hmm.
Most of his business work was in the city, and he fraternised with my parents played bridge, and they had a group of friends and some people from Dad's work, so they used to meet periodically and have bridge evenings.
Mm-hmm.
And he was always stayed in that job right through.
Do you know what occupations other residents held or?
Well, excuse me. I mentioned to you that the town clerk of Fairmont lived next door.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his role. The people across the road who were real estate, plenty of real estate. A funny old lady next door who used to collect cats. what else? Oh, the man up the other end of the street, he was worked at what's then known as the Claremont Asylum.
Yeah.
Warder, I suppose. Well, was that Mr. Morrison who was in accountant.
So would you say?
Sure,
it was a fairly well-off
yes,
area,
yes. typical middle class area.
And what was your schooling like at Swanbourne?
Schooling?
Yes.
Well, typical state school.
Mm-hmm.
From, up to seven, what do you call it, seventh standard in those days, year seven. I've got good memories of the school. And then when I went to Scots College in 1944, it was during the war years, so most of the younger teachers had gone away to the war, the younger men.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of our teachers were retired men and women who'd been brought back into service.
Mm.
I don't think our education suffered too much as a result, but I'm afraid we boys didn't treat them very kindly. I felt sorry for them because they'd retired and here they were back in front of the class of unruly kids. It was a good school and prepared me well.
I haven't actually seen number 20 Fraser Street, so is it quite a large house?
Well, it is now a three-bedroom house,
mm-hmm.
Typical, three-bedroom
house. And back when it was first built, was it three-bedroom? Was it a three-bedroom back in...
No, there was only the two-bedroom.
Only two-bedrooms.
Plus a lean-to sleep-out.
Was that fairly common, the sleep-out?
Yes, it was. In fact, many people slept out in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Until you heard about Eric Cook, the murderer.
Yes.
Well, after that, people stopped sleeping
mm-hmm.
out for obvious reasons. Until they called him anyway. But my father always slept on the back veranda all through the summer, and mum and I slept in the sleep house.
How else did the Eric Cook events or incident, how did that affect life in the street?
Well, it struck fear into the heart of everybody. He was this loony going around with a rifle shooting people for no reason. And several of his victims were sleeping outside.
Mm.
So that was in 1960s. It really made a very big difference to the whole atmosphere of Perth.
Mm-hmm.
People were scared stiff. They started taking a lot more care and security and that kind of thing.
So before that, it was fairly a fairly open sort of neighbourhood.
We'd never heard of it. I mean, crime was
very
little crime in the city, in the Perth area.
Mm.
That was really the first major scare that we ever had.
Mm.
So it did make a big difference.
Do you know if there were any facilities around the area, like police stations or halls or health clinics?
Well, the nearest police station was in Stirling Highway, which was quite some distance away.
Mm.
There was an infant health clinic in Claremont. And, you know, doctors and dentists and that were down in Claremont. That's where most of them are concentrated.
Mm. And so the only local school was Swanbourne then?
Yes, the Swanbourne State School. Local government school.
Mm-hmm. No private school?
Plain Scotch.
Scotch. But no private primary?
No. I don't think there were any in those days. Not like today.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I suppose just, in general, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good childhood in a very pleasant area.
Mm-hmm.
No crime, no break-ins, that sort of thing.
Mm.
where you tended to know most of the people in the street, not intimately, mm-hmm. but, you know, people did get to know each other and say hello. There weren't many cars, so you walked. And you made your own fun. Apart from going to the pictures on a Saturday night or something, it was a big thrill, but it was a very simple life. Yeah.
So what did that involve then, making your own fun? What sort of things did you?
Well, you know, as kids, you know, we just muck around, ride our bikes around or kick a footy up and down the street, play a bit of cricket in the backyard, or play with trains in the house and that sort of thing. And my parents played bridge. That was their main recreation. And of course, my grandparents just around the corner. One thing I should have mentioned, that the house was actually designed by my grandfather. He was himself an architect.
What was your grandfather's name?
He was Spanish, Mr. Pifera. P-I-F-E-R-R-B-R.
And that was your mother's?
My mother's father. He actually helped to design the present Parliament House. And it had a competition, apparently, and he and several other architects submitted the winning design, but for some reason or other it was never fully adopted. And lots of it was... Well, I did see the plans once, and it was quite magnificent.
So he designed the house, did he build it as well?
No. The local builder, Captain Swanbourne, and they built it. Of course, he supervised it.
Okay, I think that's it. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
And thank you for the information you've given.